Today we're going to talk about the state of our rail services. We're joined by Brock Lautenschlager. He's with CHS. And Brock, as we looked in the last year, we had a lot of challenges in terms of rail service in this country. You know, looking at this year's harvest, we do have a significantly larger corn and soybean crop in this country. How is things doing, I guess, with having these larger crops?
So the U.S. had a big crop this year. Overall, from a rail service perspective, the rail industry was struggling moving product leading up to, I would say, December of 2014. Since then, things have improved, and at this point, I don't see any systemic issues in terms of rail service. A couple of the things that have improved rail service is that the railroads have invested record amounts of capital to expand capacity. They've gone out and procured additional locomotives and crews, and actually at this point, railroads have locomotives and crews in storage or on furlough, waiting for demand to come back. And then secondly, there was a lot of demand with the development of the Bakken in the North Dakota-Montana area. The growth rate of the Bakken has slowed with the decline of oil prices, so we've seen demand in that northern tier decrease from what was projected.
Yeah, with that increase in supply and decrease in demand, how is that impacting rail prices right now?
Rail prices overall, you know, there's been some rate increases been taken over the years. Overall, there are some rail rate increases going into the market, but overall it's pretty flat. From a demand perspective, we have a stable U.S. demand in terms of grain demand, but the U.S. is struggling on an export perspective, and we expect to face those headwinds over the next 12 to 24 months due to a strong U.S. dollar. And number two, there's large global grain stocks in the market.
Yeah, so completely different situation what we were talking about. It was hard to get grain shipped out of the country like a year ago. Now it doesn't seem to be any problem at all.
You know, at this point, there's not any major systemic issue when you look at the performance of the Class I railroads.
All right, for CHS, are you dealing with other issues in terms of your rail services?
Another issue that's impacting us is there's a new mandate that's been put out for the design of a tank car for safety purposes. There's been derailments of oil trains that have had a lot of publicity as of late. So there's a new standard that's been developed that will impact the ethanol industry. And there's a new car that's been designed. It's a DOT 117. And there's time frames where the industry has to migrate out of the older cars, 1232s or DOT 111s. Either by upgrading those cars to meet the new standards or to go out and procure a new car that meets safety standards.
And I'm assuming making that transition, it's been a multi-year process and maybe a very expensive, for instance, for CHS.
It is a multi-year process. For CHS, where we're going to be impacted is on our ethanol business. The mandate to upgrade to the new cars in the middle of 2023. So we have 7-8 years here to go out and procure the right type of car to safely move product or to upgrade our existing fleet.
What is the cost or what will the cost be for CHS and what does that mean for you in terms of number of rail cars?
So the cost is variable. So the cost of rail cars has declined significantly in the past 12 months because demand has dropped for oil and then number two, rail service has performed so we can move more product with fewer cars. So in terms of the actual cost, we have not defined that yet. A lot of our cars are on leases, so as those cars come off lease, we'll either renew those leases with a newer car, 117, or a 111 or 1232 that's been upgraded for safety standards.
And looking at the outlook for 2016, I guess, what do you see? Is this economy, is it going to, you know, start to turn around? Are we going to see some demand increase? Or, I guess, what is the outlook for CHS?
So for CHS, grain prices have dropped off significantly from where we were at 2-3 years ago. So the farmer's holding on to grain, waiting for commodity prices to rally. So overall, we expect commodity prices to be lower than what we've seen in historical years. And what that means for us is there's not a lot of grain moving off the farm right now. We're making plans to be prepared for when that grain does move. We're waiting for the grain to move.
Brock Lautenschlager, he's the Director of Rail Services for CHS. As we bring you coverage from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, for the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.